This is John Bowden with KDNS 94.1 Sports and Z96.3 The Lake. Today we get the privilege of talking with Heather Johnson, who is with the Trojan Stadium fundraiser campaign. She is a big fundraiser, along with Jeff Travis, Ryan Isbell, and Casey Seifert. Heather, congratulations on a great group effort. As most people know, the Board of Education approved and want to go forward with rebuilding the track, building a new track, and also putting in a artificial turf field. How did this all together get together, starting with the track after a couple of failed bond elections?
Yeah, obviously the failing of both bonds in regards to the track piece was, you know, obviously well known within our community. And there was a group of core individuals who came together and decided, you know, the track issues were not going to go away and actually were accelerated through this winter and the big snow. And so it got to the point where we were in dire straits. And so a group of us got together, kind of outlined some different fundraising opportunities and what we thought would work in regards to appealing to the general community, but also coattailing this so it hit alumni as well too, and outside parties of just, you know, the zip code of 67420. And so and that has obviously been unbelievable. You know, we started the plan right around Christmas time, kicked it off officially February 1st, and then, you know, 60 days later, or almost 60 days later, were we have a little bit of work to do, but we're a little shy of $3 million for, you know, both the track and the field. And unbelievable what we thought was going to be a three-year project as far as fundraising has been, you know, morphed into just literally 60 days.
Well, Heather, you tell us a little bit about the Beloit Educational Foundation, which really jump-started after the downer that the failed bond election was.
There was a group of us, you know, Katie Schroeder, myself, Julia Raby, and Coley Eberle, that approached the foundation, which is made up of current board members and also some community members around town, and approached them and said, listen, this is kind of what we're looking at, what we really want to do. The foundation has put their input into it. It's been an amazing collaboration of then track coaches, football coaches, administration, you know, foundation, booster club members who have really set this plan into place. And it has been full speed ahead, downhill, 100 miles an hour, 24/7, which has been a really fun experience.
Well, as you look at the bond election and the disappointment of just a mere 200 votes of nearly passing the track, the whole severity of the track itself is the cracking and the subsurface issues, especially the corners and some of the straightaways that have huge cracks in them, and the concrete is giving away. When you start talking about $1 million plan for a track, it seems like a lot, but in this day and age, it's not a whole lot considering the use and the construction cost, is it?
It's not. And you know, that's one of the biggest pieces, is that you know, you don't realize exactly what is all involved when it comes to dollars and a scope, the scope of this biggest project that we have. And you know, we've had a lot of interest of just general contractors in town that also really want this to go. Brad Schroeder's put a lot of time into this. Kind of Heineken had some input on it, and you know, these guys who had knowledge of what we're doing and, you know, the scope of what this project is, has, you know, joined the team as well and helped us realize, you know, the steps that we need to take to achieve what we're trying to achieve.
Well, when you talk about $1 million track construction cost, and then you had a real ace in the hole, a lot of, as you said, family members, friends and family, Harry and Rose Matus, came up with $1 million pledge and came up, and that was a real pusher and a real key moment for this whole project.
You know, there are two points of this whole fundraising component that we've done that have really showed and just, like you said, set it on fire. Obviously, Harry and Rose's matching $1 million was a four-minute conversation in SNS Drug that he came in and said, hey, Harry or Rose and I are very interested in this track. They obviously have children and grandchildren that are very track-savvy people. His granddaughter, Dakota, is a junior this year. going to be one of the best state hurdlers that we have. And one of the biggest contentions that he wants on it is that the track would be ready to go for Dakota's senior year. And so that really honestly set fire to, you know, put us on a time frame in that scenario. You know, obviously you can't say no to $1 million. And so really had us put our nose to the grindstone and really work hard as a timeline, you know, for us to do that. We then said, okay, what's the absolute last day that we can, you know, put as far as for on these track companies of say giving them the go ahead, and that was told around March 30th. And so that really springboard to where we are. And so Harry and Rose's donation, and then also the 273 Legacy Board was also another component to it. As far as, you know, we had starting with the classes of 2041, so we're talking like two-year-olds, like they're not even in three-year-old preschool, and a span of 80 years of BHS alumni classes, there's only seven classes that didn't donate towards the 273 Legacy Wall. So that engaged a lot of alumni in Beloit and outside of Beloit, which then spiraled into locals and then additional alumni outside of Beloit who really worked hard and filled that 273 Legacy Board in, you know, weeks.
Tell us about that Legacy Wall, the Legacy Board. Where will it go within the stadium?
Yeah, great. So along with the Legacy Wall then is that, you know, we've had a lot of people call and say, hey, we want to donate. What else can we put our name on, right? And so the Lampert Family Pavilion is an example of that. Mr. Lampert, Bob Lampert, you know, was connected. And actually that was a connection that Ryan Isabel made, our track coach, connected with them and offered them the Lampert Family Pavilion, which is going to sit on the east side of the stadium. You know, it's where we serve ice cream. It's where we line up for homecoming. It's where we line up for senior night. A lot of stuff happens in that pavilion area that really is just, you know, right now a sticker patch and some gravel. And so we're really going to beautify that piece. We're going to, that's where the bricks are going to go for the Mill Street bricks that it, you know, the campaign that's going on now, but that Legacy Wall is going to sit in that Lampert Family Pavilion area, along with some other recognition pieces that are going to go in that area as well too.
So at a cost of nearly $2.2 million for the field and turf, and the track has basically been taken care of as far as funding and construction. But when talking to construction companies, they said, you know, we can build you a great track, something that's going to last you forever, but we're going to tear up this grass field and make a beautiful track, and then we're going to have to come back in if you eventually get funding for the artificial turf field. So you might as well do both together. So how did that happen?
Yeah, it was a real pivoting point. You know, again, and we're talking 60 days. This was about 30 days ago, right? And so, you know, we had some core samples done along the track area, and just to see exactly where we were. We knew we were bad, but we didn't know quite to the degree of bad that we were at. And so those core samples gave us that opportunity to look at that area. And then when the core sampling came back, it was very apparent that we were gonna have to replace curbing that was gonna go 30 feet into the football field. You know, realistically, how are we gonna water and mow this grass while they're building the track? And then if we did, you know, going down, want to do turf, then are we going to, you know, that's one thing Southeast is doing right now. They did their track a couple years ago. They're doing turf this summer, driving over the track to replace the turf. It just didn't make any sense logistically and long-term for the track. And so pivoted, but wanted to be very careful of that because there were some strong opinions about turf. And we wanted to make sure that we made both campaigns separate, that the money that was donated to the track is going to the track, and then the money that is donated to the turf campaign is going to the turf. Just so we, you know, a big piece of this, that the big buzzword through this whole campaign has been donor confidence. And one of the biggest pieces about, you know, fundraising is that the donors believe in your mission. And obviously the last 60 days, that has been very apparent that we have strong donor confidence, and we wanted to maintain that, letting people know exactly where we were and why we shifted to the turf.
as we talk about the turf and the funding, talk about the field recognition, $125,000, $25,000 over 5 years, and then the 25 for 25 donor wall, which is $5,000 for five consecutive years.
Right. So Harry's amazing donation is that we've had some ability to finance and have some financial opportunities to spread it out over 5 years, and some local options, and also some individual options as well too, as what that fundraising over 5 years would be, and financing options. And so you know, $25,000 is a big swing for people to just write a check, but spread it out over 5 years as a more of a feasible option. And same way with $125,000. You know, we have four logos that are that we had available. We have two of them spoken for and already, and you know, soliciting for the next two. And then these $5,000 for 5 years for a total of $25,000. We started with 25 of them, and we are down to only three remaining. And that again is you know, local businesses, it's you know, BHS Trojan Family patrons, it is entities. You know, one of the best things that I love about this in the beginning, our first 1, 2, 3 of yes, we're in, our school, you know, the football team, the track team, and also band, have all the kids in, you know, in school are committed to saying we will raise that $5,000 on our own, because that's how much we believe in this project.
So as the funding has been had and the board has okayed it, when will the approximate time be when they will start working on it?
Mm-hmm. Great. So we have, obviously, state track is a weekend later. You know, it's in May 31st this year, so that played a little bit into it. But then also we have 8-man All-Star. And so that's been the biggest, honestly, in this negotiation phase as far as choosing companies. Our timeline was tight, and we knew that. And so it's officially going to start the Monday after 8-man All-Star, which I think is around June 8th. There's going to be some other staging that they're going to do. They're going to be moving in rock. They're going to get ready. So when we start that Monday, they're going to be, boom, ready to go. The football field, the turf, will be ready by football season. The oval of the track is going to be the gray cement oval. That's going to be done. And then they're going to come back in mid football season for about a 2-week period. Well, they will then spray the track and put the track down. So it's not going to be what the rendering looks like, you know, the start of football season. That's going to be more towards the end of football season. But the field's going to be ready to play, and the base of the track will be ready to go with the start of school.
Well, Heather, thanks for coming on KD 94.1 Z96.3 Sports today and explaining a wonderful program. It's just exploded. Shows you how much that people truly care about not only athletics, but education in general in Beloit, Kansas. What's the website that people can go to keep up with this, like I've been trying to do?
No, you're great. Yeah, because it changes every day. It really does. So it's www.273foundation.org. Colleen Eberly put that together for us. It's phenomenal and just very educational, and a lot of easy ways to, if you know, this giving has been a part of your mind, this is the place to go, because it is very self-explanatory and very user-friendly.
Well, Heather, thank you so much. This has been John Bowden for KDNS 94.1 Z96.3 The Lake Sports.